Isn't that an awesome song? Let us prepare our hearts for communion this morning. Will those who are assisting us please come forward at this time? When Jesus and his disciples were gathering to celebrate the Passover meal, this was a great celebration. It was actually a party. If you notice in the Hebrew, the history of the Bible, when you read it, the Hebrews loved to party. I think we need to bring that back in the church. What do you all think? All right. So they loved to party. And back whenever they were in Egypt, they, as you know, were in bondage. And they were slaves to the Egyptian people. And one night in the process of the people being released from Egypt, God told Moses that he was going to send the angel of death to the Egyptian people. And God says you need to kill a lamb. And you need to put the blood of that lamb over the doorpost of your home. And whenever the angel of death comes to visit your home, that he will see that blood of the lamb. And he will pass over your house. And so all the Hebrew people put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. And the angel of death, when he came to visit and take the life of the firstborn son of each family, he passed over the homes that had the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. And so coming forward all these years to Jesus' time, the Hebrew people found a party in that. And they called it the Passover meal. And it was very exciting with the Hebrew people. And so Jesus asked the disciples to find a home to celebrate Passover in. And if you trust me for a moment, close your eyes and see this home that they walked into. It's a very simple home with maybe just you walk in the front door, and as you're walking in the front door, immediately you're hit with the smell of fresh baked bread. And as you look around the room, immediately to the left, you see the stove, the oven that's built into the wall of the house where the fire is that's baking the bread. And as you pan around the house, you see there's a second level there that's open to the room, and Jesus is already up there. And as you continue coming around, you see the disciples walking up the staircase on the right. As you gather around the table, it's our custom to not have chairs, and we would sit on pillows. And since our left hand is considered clean, we would lean on our left arm and eat and drink from the table with our right hand. This is how the disciple of Jesus was leaning on his chest around the table. You can hear the kids playing outside in the excitement of Passover. You continue to smell that fresh, that beautiful, fresh baked bread. And as the disciples are excited, they notice that Jesus stands. And he stands at the end of the table, and he has a loaf of bread, and he lifts the bread and he gives thanks to God. And as he looks at each of us, which we didn't understand then, but we know now, it was a knowing look, knowing what he was going to do that night and in the next few days. He took the bread and he broke it. And he looked at each of us and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Each time you eat this meal, remember me. Remember our ministry together. Remember the people that were healed because of our belief. Remember the message that was taught. Remember me." And after the meal, he took the cup. And again, he gave thanks to God. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me and know that sins are forgiven because of the blood that is shed that's in this cup of the new covenant." Holy God, we do give you thanks and praise for this holy communion meal. We thank you for the celebration of the Passover. We thank you for Jesus' life and his disciples' lives that glorified you, Lord. And we thank you for Jesus' death and his resurrection that overcame sin and death and defeated that devil that day. that we may live victorious lives in Jesus. We ask now that your powerful Holy Spirit come upon this bread and this juice. Make it truly be your body and your blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In the United Methodist Church, all are invited to come forward who are looking for truth in Jesus Christ. And as you come forward, you can take the crackers and the little cup, or you can take a piece of bread and by intinction dip it into the juice and then eat it at that point. If you forget and eat the bread, we have plenty. So please come back and get some bread. But all are invited, so please come and find the hope of Jesus Christ in your life. Ushers, will you please prepare them?